Ray Foley.
It's Ray Foley. Playing the music you love all afternoon
on Today FM.
Hey, it's Ray. And JB's here as well.
Hello, it's me. JB here, and Orla Orman is also here.
Orla would rather moan than join in singing.
I don't moan on demand. Anytime you ask me to, I'll say no.
Ireland, we're on. The gang's all here. Yeah. Me and JP went out last night, which was a dreadful idea. We went to see Kevin McGahern live. We went for dinner. I was the only person in the restaurant wearing a Christmas jumper, which I was fine with. And then we had a great time, and then we continued our great time having.
Yeah, we did, yeah.
By going to see Kevin McGahern live in Whelan's last night doing his stand-up. And they had signs up everywhere saying, just so you know, the cameras are here from RTE Television, and we're filming for Dancing with the Stars. And on the stage last night, he exclusively revealed, I bet he didn't think we'd be there, because he revealed who his dance partner is.
Ooh.
Sorry. Yeah. Here's the thing, though. I don't remember who it is.
Neither do I. I could pull her out of a lineup.
Yeah.
I could.
She was wearing a pink jumper.
Correct.
And I remember I was wearing a Christmas jumper. I mean, any jumper related questions, I can certainly follow up on. All right, kids. Cash related questions.
Today FM's Christmas cash machine.
So here's how I'm feeling today. Yeah. JP? Same. Orla, how are you feeling today?
Splendid.
Oh, she's fine. Here we go, cash machine. Write it down. €60,340.15. Mike Oldfield and Indulce Jubilo. Happy Christmas, Ireland. Niddly new, niddly, 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 niddly new. Today FM playing the music you love. Like your Christmas songs. Today FM's roll out Christmas hits on the Today FM app.
How you doing?
Anyone text? Anyone recognizing? Anyone reacting? JP.
A large response, right?
Where's the microphone? Is it there?
Right over here.
JP's mic isn't working, guys. What's it there?
Oh, hey, I'm right here now.
Oh, all the mics said everything's different. Everything's changed. That's kind of sucky, isn't it? Because we're on music one there.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Music night.
Yeah,
it's not a big deal. Listen, right. we'll fix it during the next song. We won't make a big deal of it. It's all good, bro.
Yeah.
So people are anyone recognizing it? Anyone?
Quite a few.
Any texts? Any WhatsApps? Any 0874-100-102? We'd Mike Oldfield and Indulce Jubilo. And your text this afternoon, 0874-100-102. A lot of love coming in for that. A blast from the past there, Ray and JP. Don't forget the ham mam from Digger and Ferns. Mike Oldfield and Dulce Jubilo, what a banger from Ronan. Tim and Cork says, don't forget the ham, ma'am. Jackie says, don't forget the ham, ma'am. Don't forget the ham. Hi, JP. I was in Lidl last night. I spotted the little frying pans. I thought Ray might like one for the studio. He's feeling peckish. They're a steal at $4.99 from the other. $4.99?
That's a good bargain.
Do you know how much I paid for the mini frying pans?
Too much?
I think they were €12 each.
Come on.
$4.99 is brilliant. Where did you say that was?
Lidl.
That's not a lad for Lidl. But let me tell you, you get a great deal on a mini frying pan and so much more this Christmas at Lidl. A lot of love for...
It's been a while.
It has. Do you want to do it live or will I go and get the original clip?
Original might help me out.
I have the original.
I don't know if I have the timing.
Ireland, here's what we did years ago. Ireland, do you want to hop up on the mic over there?
Yeah, go on.
You jump on.
Pull up a pew.
It's just I don't know if I can... I don't know which mic it is though because all the settings are different. Wallop it there. Which one? No, it's this one. You're on that one then.
I'm on this one.
Oh, Orla's there, right. Orla's like, what is this ham man business? Do you know the ham? Don't forget the ham man?
No.
This is a blast from the past now. A million years ago, for the gauntlet one afternoon, what we did was, we got Mike Oldfield, in Dulce Jubilo, and we put lyrics. Each of us had to, because it's an instrumental song. we take the song and we make up lyrics for it. Did we do it on the fly?
It was on the fly, yeah.
Was it?
It was on the fly, yeah.
Oh, Jakers. So, now it's Christmas, here we go. Merry Christmas, everyone. Now it's time for us to have lots of fun. And then we eat some roses, and come on, everyone. Come on, everyone. Oh, let's have some fun. That kind of thing, right?
Yeah.
And then we'd all cheer and go, yay! And you'd have to jump on. But it was decided that JP's contribution during this challenge was the best, with his exciting and amazing and festive rendition of Don't Forget the Ham, Ma'am.
JP, tin of roses, turkey bags, tin of roses, turkey bags. Don't forget the ham now. Don't forget the ham, Ma'am. Don't forget the ham. For God's sake, don't forget the ham.
I mean, it's the little things.
So it's tin of roses, turkey bags, yep, was how it started.
Tin of roses, turkey bags, tin of roses, turkey bags. Don't forget the ham, ma'am. Don't forget the ham, ma'am. Don't forget the ham. For God's sake, don't forget the ham. Yeah! And now it's Christmas, everybody.
Thursday afternoon, Today FM, Ray Foley in and out, and the gang's all here. The ham now, don't forget the ham. Down to ham now, don't forget the ham. Have you seen? This has blown my mind. Do you know the TikTok?
I've heard of the TikToks, yeah.
Orly, do you know the TikTok?
I'm aware.
TikTok.
Both tick and talk.
The Chinese people made it, invented it.
They did indeed, yeah.
To harvest all of our user data. But I don't mind my user data being harvested because there is an incredible feature on TikTok.
Oh, right, okay.
You don't use it, no?
I'm not familiar with the TikTok.
I never use TikTok.
UI, Ray, no.
I browse, I look at other people's videos, but I don't use the TikTok myself. Are you familiar, Orla Ormond, with the voice changer on TikTok?
No, I'm not.
This is a mate. This is which one is the mini jack on? Have you got there? Have you got it there?
If there's one that says iPod.
iPod. No, it's not. One second. You don't mind holding.
A glimpse behind the curtain here on the Ray Foley Show as Ray manhandles iPod. The desk.
There it is.
Will he find the correct setting? We're about to find out.
Who knows?
Right, here we go then. So what you do on TikTok, right? I'm going on to TikTok.
TikTok.
I'm on the tick, and indeed the tuck. Simultaneously, tick. So in you go, right, and you record a video on tick.
Hi, my name's
Becky. Oh, stop it. Stop. Stop. Shut up.
I have a proposal for you.
Stop it. That's a little Becky from Dermot and Dave right. Back in the day.
Wow.
Right, here we go. Ready?
Yeah.
So I've opened the TikTok, and I'm in it now, right?
Yeah. He's looking at me as if this is going to just change my world.
This is going to change your world.
Well, okay.
This is going to blow your tiny mind. Right, so tell me to say something. Cash machine, right? Here we go. I'll just read the bit of the cash machine.
Okay,
right?
Yeah.
Oh, hang on. I've ruined it now. So one second. I have to reload it. I have to go back in.
Stop that.
Right, ready? I'm in TikTok, okay?
TikTok, yeah.
TikTok. I mean, you did the talk and I'll bring the tick. Right, I'll do a bit of the cash machine. Here we go, ready?
Yeah.
Yesterday, Paul and Tip won €52,000. So far this month, we've given away €400,000, and today's Christmas cash machine total amount is €60,340.15. So there it is, right?
Right, so that's just Ray Foley reading some lines, okay.
Now I've recorded that.
Yesterday, Paul and Tip won €52,000. So far this month, we've given away €400,000. And today's Christmas...
You have to bear with, right? So now I've got that video recorded.
Yeah.
I can go into the voice change settings.
Right.
This is going to blow your mind.
Is it? You're promising this now. Okay.
Now, there's a various number of settings. There's like Jesse and there's Deep and Trickster. Hang on, I'll go to Deep for a second. I'll give you a little bit of Deep just to give you an idea of what it sounds like. Okay. Have a listen to this.
Yesterday, Paul and Tip won €52,000. So far this month, we've given away €400,000. And today's Christmas cash machine total amount is €60,000. €340.15.
Isn't that amazing?
Where the hell's that guy from?
It completely replaces your voice. It's not just like a voice changer.
Yeah.
It takes the original sound and swaps it out. This, I was playing with this all day yesterday. This has blown my goddamn mind, Ireland.
Can you become a lady?
You can become a granny.
Perfect.
Wait for this now. This is the one that made me go, what the hell? How do they do this? This is some kind of voodoo. Hang on, do I need to go back in again? Hang on, discard audio edits. 1 second, hang on. And I'll go back in again, and you go to the microphone, and you go to granny. 1 sec. I think that's it then, is it? Would you
play it? 1 second.
This is taking an hour and a half.
Sorry, 1 second, Chip.
1 second, sorry.
Yep.
Yesterday, Paul and Tip won €52,000. So far this month, we've given away €400,000, and today's Christmas cash machine total amount is €60,340.15.
Isn't that amazing?
It's a granny DJ. That's incredible.
Isn't it amazing?
Does the accent change with each new voice?
No, it's your own accent.
Right. Doesn't sound like your accent.
Hang on, let's put it on again.
There's a little bit of Dublin and then a little bit of country in there.
Yesterday, Paul and Tip won €52,000. So far this month, we've given away €400,000, and today's Christmas cash machine total amount is €60,340.15.
That's me, yeah. That's kind of, it's,
consider my mind blown.
Isn't it unbelievable?
It's incredible, yeah.
So I went and I did a few as Granny. Hang on, I did Feliz Navidad first of all. This is as the trickster voice, I think, is it?
Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad.
There we go.
Get the ham, I said. Now don't forget the ham. Ma'am, don't forget the ham.
This is me doing Don't Forget the Ham as normal.
Tin of Roses turkey bags. Tin of Roses turkey bags. Don't forget the ham now. Don't forget the ham. I said now don't forget the ham. Ma'am, don't forget the ham.
So then I did that as Granny. Ready?
Tin of Roses turkey bags. Tin of Roses turkey bags. Don't forget the ham now. Don't forget the ham. I said now don't forget the ham. Ma'am, don't forget the ham.
Isn't that amazing?
JF on text 0874-100-102 says, boys, the granny voice sounds like Linda Martin. And does, it sort of does.
So it does sound Linda Martin doing a yet another cover from Linda Martin.
Tin of Roses turkey bags. Tin of Roses turkey bags. Don't forget the ham now. Don't forget the ham. I said now don't forget the ham. Ma'am, don't forget the ham.
Let me do a roll call after this. 0874-100-102.
I could have my Gucci on. I made you look.
Meghan Trainor, I made you look. This is Today FM. Playing the music you love, Arlington afternoon. Sorry, is everything working again? I need to reset everything on the machines here, so.
I think I'm lucky.
Yeah, we're messing about with the TikTok, the voice changer on TikTok. And in particular, the old lady voice.
Tin of Roses turkey bags. Tin of Roses turkey bags. Don't forget the ham now. Don't forget the ham. I said now don't forget the ham. Ma'am, don't forget the ham.
It's amazing. Totally changes your voice. So what I was thinking was, we should ring up people as the granny.
Oh, right, yeah.
And have the granny ring people.
Okay.
And not hear them. Right, so the only way, because we couldn't do, because I can't do it live. So I've got loads of bits of the granny that I went and recorded earlier on. You ready?
Yep.
Hello?
So we just ring someone. We ring someone and go,
hello? 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 Hello, is there anyone there? Hello, I think you've muted yourself.
Darren says the granny voice is identical to Kathy from Mrs. Brown's Boys. And P says the granny voice sounds like the blondie one off Mrs. Brown's
really?
Boys. Yeah, from P.
It's me talking.
It's you.
But it's swapping out the voice. I think it sounds like either Podge or Rudge or both.
Hello, I think you've muted yourself.
Doesn't it? It's so unbelievable. It blows my mind. Like, the technology. The only thing, I wish we could do it live so that, like, if I talked, it would just change the voice.
Hello, can you... Hello?
Yeah. Yeah, Granny, hello.
Hello.
0874-100-102. Let's do a roll call. Ray's here, JP.
Ancha.
Orla Ormond.
Ancha.
Ray, you've got a new listener here called Raphael on show. He just outed himself in the office by not having his headphones properly connected to his workstation. It took a second for me to recognise your voice from Yvonne. Also, he's out on the Sneaky Sneakies listening to the FM. Fair enough. Hey, Raphael, good to have you. Say hi to Leonardo, Michelangelo, Master Splinter, and the other lads. Lads, have you defrosted from your boys' night out? Love the show. Hey, hey. From Rob on show. Yeah, it was cold last night, but it wasn't bitterly cold. It wasn't like unworkable.
I felt warm by the time I was heading home.
I got the bus. I got the last late bus home. Wait until I tell you what happened on the bus on the way home last night.
The neck!
The neck.
Oh, yeah.
The neck!
I'm sitting on the bus, nice and cozy, on my phone, scrolling through Instagram, chilling out. I'm going to be home in 20 minutes. This is all good. 11:30 last night. Comfortable. I was comfortable.
Pretty relaxed, yeah.
This guy gets on behind me. And he's got these kind of point, you know, these men pointy office shoes, like smart shoes, but they're pointy.
Mm.
He sits behind me and puts his leg up on his knee, his other knee.
So he crosses his legs with the point of the shoe sticking out.
Yeah, but like, so he's behind me now. He's not next to me or anything. And he folds his leg, crosses his legs, with his foot up here on his knee, right, or his ankle and his knee. And he pokes his pointy toe between the gap in the seats.
Outrageous.
And smack into my fat back.
The neck!
The neck!
So technically he kicked you in the back.
Well, he shoved his pointy toe. I was like, dude, you saw me sitting in front of you. Where did you think your foot was going to go? But into my kidney.
The neck!
So I turned around to him.
Oh,
and,
here we go.
And you know me, I'm a peacemaker.
Yeah.
I believe in dialogue before action.
Like kind of Gandhi, really.
I'm the last peacemaker. I'm a great diplomat. I turned around, eyeballed him. I think he was a little bit worse for wear. Not worse than me, but he was worse for wear in general. And I said, just one word, one simple word. Sorry?
And was he?
That's all it took. I'm telling you. It's the breakdown of civilization is what we're looking at here.
Ray Foley.
Absolutely ridiculous. Does anyone want a phone call from a granny? Or does anyone want us to call anyone? Give us the number, 0874-100-102. I will play the weekend for you next.
Weekend breakfast with
The Weekend of Blinding Lights is Today FM. Ray Foley for a Thursday afternoon. I'm Ray. There's JP. Do you want to go to the phones?
Oh, yeah.
Today FM, hello?
Yes, what is the name of this radio station?
Today FM.
I just thought I'd let you know I'm going to be reporting you and your stupid ignorant show to the Watchdog on Discrimination in Media Broadcasting Society.
Oh, I don't like that. This is the granny voice. This is the granny voice, change your voice on TikTok.
Tin of Roses turkey bags.
That's me, but they've changed my voice to this.
Tin of Roses turkey bags. Tin of Roses turkey bags. Don't forget the ham now. Don't forget
That's
the
amazing.
Ham. I said now don't forget the ham. Ma'am, don't forget the ham.
Are we going to make a phone call or what?
All right, we're going to chance this.
I can't do this. Okay. Who's this?
This should be Noel.
Okay, I'll put it on too. If this works.
His wife Maureen suggested we ring Noel.
But,
Noel might be...
Noel here, please leave a message.
Hello? 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 I think you've muted yourself.
I'll try him one more time. It's my voicemail. We'll try somewhere else.
Ring him, go on.
If it doesn't work, we'll go elsewhere. Let's ring him.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes?
Hello, is there anyone there?
Yeah, there is, yeah.
Hello, can you hear me?
I can hear you, yeah.
Hello?
Hello, yes?
This stupid phone.
Yeah, what's wrong with your phone?
Hello?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Hello, can If you can hear me, it's Granny.
How are you, Granny?
And I'll try you again later.
Right, okay.
Granddad says hello.
All right, okay.
Okay, bye, 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 bye. Hey, hello? Bye. Are you there?
Yeah. I am here, yeah.
Bye, 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 bye,
bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye. No, you hung up.
That stupid feckin' phone doesn't work.
I mean, we better hope that Granny and Granddad are still alive. Otherwise, it's a creepy phone call. Do you want to do another one?
Actually, we will.
By the way, fair play to Noel.
He played a blinder there. Played a blinder.
I'll try another one.
Go on. We try Liam.
I'll try it, yeah. But okay. Sure, when people see the blocked number come up on their phone, they don't answer.
I thought Paddy suggested we ring its mate Liam. And Noel's a good egg.
Noel is good.
If he knew what was happening there, he did it well. It's ringing.
This could be the cash machine now he's answering.
Hello? Hello, is there anyone there?
Liam.
This stupid phone. If you can hear me, it's Granny. And I'll try you again later. Granddad says hello. Bye, 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 bye.
We can't.
That stupid feckin' phone doesn't work.
All right, any more? 0874-100-102. And preferably someone who'll take the joke, because otherwise, because we're going to blame you. If you nominate someone, you send a suggestion in. Granny making phone calls this afternoon. 0874-100-102. Got your cash machine called. Santa Claus joining us on the air a little bit later on as well. Stick around for that. Now it's Chris Rea driving home for Christmas. It's an AFM.
I'm driving home for Christmas. Driving home for Christmas.
Chris Rea is driving home for Christmas.
With a thousand memories.
A thousand memories. Presents in the back of the car. Today FM playing the music you love.
Take a look at the driver next to me.
Now keep the eyes on the road, please, Chris.
He's just the same.
Hands in the 10 and 2 positions, thank you. Right, I've got a couple more phone numbers. 0874-100-102. This is Granny, she's making phone calls.
Hello?
Yeah.
A star has been born. Everybody wants in on this now.
Who's this then? It's Barry.
It should be Barry, yeah.
It's ringing. People don't answer block numbers.
Hello?
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 Can you hear me?
Hello?
He's gone.
Hello, is there anyone there?
No, there isn't, Granny. He's gone. Barry just hung
Barry.
Up.
Granny
that's
should bring
old, that's an old lady you in distress, Barry.
Yeah.
You just hung up with the poor old lady.
Oh, Jesus, Mary and Joseph and the wee donkey. I swear this phone has given me a pain in my you-know-what.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper.
On The Last Word.
The Pogues and Kirsty McCall on Today FM. Playing the music you love. That was me on the bus on the way home. 11:30 last night.
You're a punk, you're an owl scumming funk.
Good night, though. Good night.
Great night. Yeah.
Straight home. Absolutely. And text me when you get in. Today FM playing the music you love. Ireland, good afternoon. It's Ray Foley here. There's JP.
Oh, yeah.
One second, actually. I think I can get a... Can we get that fanfare on for her?
Give her the big old intro, yeah?
Talking about movies and TV shows this weekend. There we go. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. This is on the line live from Galway. Just think Kira King. Ciara Kay. It's Ciara Kay. Beautiful. Ciara, are you there?
I am. That was the nicest way I've ever been introduced on the radio ever before in the history of time, so thank you.
They've never done that before you before.
No, never. Never. Know? But anyway, I am.
My pleasure. And, you know, it's an honour to have you.
Ray, I was laughing to myself because I didn't realise that yourself and JP were out last night, and I was really annoyingly texting you about some tech stuff, and you very patiently replied to me. I had no idea that you were out. I thought you were sitting on the couch watching television, so
no,
thank you.
We were in the restaurant last night when you were texting about traitors.
Also, cheers for the invite. Anyway, yeah.
you're on the other side of the country. It's not like we can just invite you spur of the moment on a night out. Also, JP doesn't really like you.
I haven't warmed to her, Ray.
There is that. Yeah, there's
that
element.
Between me and you, Ray.
It's
true.
I wasn't supposed to mention that, was I not?
She's a cold fish.
That's okay. That's my project for 2023. There you go. JP is now my project.
You will never warm up, JP. You won't find a microwave big enough.
Ciara, it's an open door. You're welcome anytime.
We love you. We know we love you.
Thank you.
What are we talking about? Sorry, go on.
Well, usually I never listen to you, but I'm really glad that I did. On this particular occasion, you have introduced me to The Traitors, which
it's
is a show.
It's so good! Oh my god! It's so good!
I am on episode 6 of this. So this is actually an Australian reality TV show. It's based on a Dutch series, and now we have the UK version, okay? So I think this is going to be a slow burner, but once people see this season, I think it's just going to take off. It is one of the best reality TV shows I've seen in a really long time.
I said on Insta last week on my stories, I said it's the best reality TV show in 20 years, like since the first couple of series of the original, of the UK Big Brother. I haven't seen anything like it. Forget your Love Islands and forget all the other reality shows that have come since. This is just spectacular.
It's addictive. It's absolutely addictive. So here is the premise, okay? Mm. It's straightforward enough initially. There's 22 contestants, a Scottish castle, and a chance to win 120K, all right? Mm. The 22 contestants are made up of traitors, and they have to remain hidden within the group, helping their fellow players add to the prize pot through different challenges. And then they murder one of their contestants and their fellow people every night. Not literally, okay? Uh-huh. And then the other people in the group are called the Faithful, and their job is to work out who the other traitors are and banish them before they become the next victims. Does that make sense?
Pretty much. It's a lot of kids have compared it to Among Us, the video game. It's not Duck Duck Murder or something it's called or whatever. It's like a kid's game, like a kid's playground game that you can play where you murder people as well. It's just... It's kind of like
the Highland Hunger Games. Claudia Winkleman, she is really, really good. She's presenting it, and she kind of comes across as a grown-up Wednesday Addams. She kind of drops devastating twists to the contestants at opportune moments. I have to say, you have to use your detection, your common sense, and your intuition to figure out who the traitors are. But there's lots of crying, Ray, from the contestants, and they seem to get personally upset when they discover someone has lied to them. Uh-huh. I don't know, am I too hard now, or am I too cynical, or else they're too soft? Because why would you sign up for a game like this if you're going to take things personally?
I think they're living, like, it's like, have you ever been to the Gaeltacht or to Irish College?
No.
Right, well, it's something like that. It's like you become completely immersed for the duration of the experience. You become completely obsessed and immersed in it, and it can very quickly, I think, overtake you. Occupy your whole mind, and you get really, really into it. Also, there's a load of money on the line. So when they're playing,
there is a lot of money.
Yeah.
And you know what I find interesting? For the first time in a reality TV series, I've heard people talk about the cost of living rising, and that is why people are like going all out to try and win this 120K. Also, there's an Irish element. Alyssa Chan, she's Irish Chinese, and I don't want to say what she is. Well, I mean, like,
she's from West Cork.
Out there already. Yeah. She's from West Cork, and she is 21 years of age. And my God, is it weird that I'm on the side of the traitors and not the faithfuls? Does that say a lot about my personality?
It's funny because there are different individuals, both faithful and traitors, that I like for different reasons and that I warm to. This show is so good. I was reading a tweet last night from someone making the observation that they're all real people. They're all well-rounded, normal people from a wide range of backgrounds and lives and life experience. That it's nothing like Love Island in that sense, because none of them, they have no aspirations.
There's not a bikini to be seen.
Yeah, this is it. There's no abs. There's no bikinis. There's no Instagrammers. It's all like, and it's all they're coming from their various backgrounds and experiences. It's just so good.
Yeah. One thing I did notice, though, is, you know, everyone from the trainee lawyer to solutions consultant to even a magician, everyone can seemingly tell when somebody is lying. Did we all watch a TED talk on body language and suddenly become experts on all of this? Because every single one of the contestants think they know how to read another human being. And at this stage in the actual series, I'm only six episodes in, by the way, they haven't managed to find a traitor yet. If you haven't watched this, I implore that you do. Honestly, even the challenges are fun.
Yeah, they're a good crack. In fairness, when they're doing the challenges, I'm like, okay, I'll watch this, but I'm dying to see, when they get back to the bitching again and trying to work out who it is. There's also one individual without name and name. See, you have to watch it. We're not going to ruin the show for you.
Yeah.
But there's one individual whose theories about who the bad guys are, or who the traitors are just completely off the, like, they're nuts. And no one's standing up to her and going, this is stupid. You should, you're daft. You're full of it. It's just so good. Give that a watch.
It is really good.
I need to stick on a Dermot Kennedy song. And then we got to talk about the big movie of the weekend. We'll do that after this. Yes. Is that all right? Kira, it's perfect. Stunning. All right, Dermot Kennedy, he's stunning. This is Kiss Me on Today FM. Dermot Kennedy, that's called Kiss Me. You're on Today FM. Playing the music you love. It's Ray Foley here. JP's there. And Kira King's over there. Hello, Kira King.
Hello. How's it going, guys?
Loads of love about the Traitors. This is the UK version of the Traitors. We're obsessed with it in our house. It's truly one of those shows that have, aside from The Masked Singer, one of those shows that has brought us together as a family again to watch the telly together. One of the best shows on TV ever. Love the bitchery in it from Martin and Donegal. Bitchery, is that a word?
Apparently it is now.
A bitchery. Is that when somebody dies?
It's an old bitchery.
No, sorry. And then Merry Christmas, Ray, JP and Kira. Love the show. Hey. The Traitors is a brilliant show. So many twists and turns from Maura. And Ray, check out the Aussie version of Traitors. It's absolutely brilliant. Even better than the UK version from Stella. Stella, that's interesting you say that. And Kira, maybe you might have an opinion on this as well. We were like two or three episodes into the UK one, okay? And love it and think it's brilliant. But then we were thinking, I wonder if we are only loving it because of the twists and turns that it has taken here. It's not exactly in the design of the game that this show has turned out like this, because it's a reality show and it's the various decisions by the various individuals and the way the game has so far gone in the six episodes we've seen of it, that it's brilliant. But I wonder if different things had happened, would we be saying the same thing? Would we have liked it as much? What do you think?
I don't know. I think that the contestants have human connections to the other contestants. So I think that's what makes the psychological warfare of this just a little bit more interesting. I think it's kind of softer. I'd imagine the Australian one might be a little bit harder. That'd be my only kind of take on it.
Someone sent me a message as well on Insta the other night, and they said that Alan Cummings, the Scottish actor, Cummings,
yeah.
He's going to be presenting the American version of it.
Ooh.
Which would be brilliant, wouldn't it?
His TV show about a trip to Dublin is excellent watching. It's excellent viewing. He does a travelogue where he visits Dublin. It's brilliant.
He's done one with Miriam Margolyes as well, where they do a travel around, and she's fantastic.
Yes.
Right, what are we going to talk about? Are we going to talk about the movies, or would you want to talk about The Witcher?
Will we talk about The Witcher? And the reason I'm bringing The Witcher up, okay, there was big news a few months back when Henry Cavill announced that he wasn't returning as The Witcher for season 4 and that Liam Hemsworth was going to take his place. Yeah. And honestly, I thought the franchise was going to be in a bit of trouble. But today, Henry Cavill came out to say that he's not returning as Superman, even though he announced in October that he was.
Wasn't it at the end of Black Adam? We saw, spoiler alert for anyone who hasn't seen Black Adam yet, I think anyone who's a fan of DC would have seen it at this stage though, that because he made an appearance to come and confront Black Adam in Kandak.
Yeah.
Did you watch Black Adam? Have you seen that, Kira?
No, I didn't.
That was an Easter egg in it where Superman shows up and it's Henry Cavill again. And of course the fandom went crazy because they're like, great, we get more Henry Cavill as Superman. What happened?
So I don't know what happened. He had a meeting with James Gunn. Now, it was a very classy, I'm walking away from Superman. And in fairness, Henry Cavill, he is a classy guy. But I thought the reason that he left The Witcher was because he was going to focus more on his role as Superman, because he's been Superman for about 9 years. Am I right in saying that?
Yeah, it's long enough.
And then Liam Hemsworth was taken over the character of Geralt from Henry Cavill. And then Henry Cavill announced in October that he was coming back as Superman. And then today, he obviously sat down and they obviously gave him his P45. Henry Cavill is no longer Superman. So now I'm wondering, did he get screwed out of two roles there? Did he get screwed out of The Witcher and did he get screwed, screwed out of Superman?
Witcher's coming, anyway, is coming back on Netflix and it's going to be the young
Witcher
Hemsworth.
Fans. Yes. Now, the one that's coming out this December, it's called Blood Origin, okay? And it's set more than 1,000 years before the world of The Witcher. So you have to wait for season three, which comes out, I think, in 2023. July 2023. But this particular season has got Minnie Driver, Michelle Yeoh, and she's just having one of those years where finally her brilliance is being celebrated and hopefully she might get the Oscar for Everything, Everywhere, All at Once. Have you seen that, guys?
Yeah, brilliant.
Super confusing.
Loved it.
Super confusing, but anyway, I loved it. Lenny Henry is also in this and Jodie Turner-Smith, and then people will probably have to wait another year to see Liam Hemsworth as Geralt.
But there has been outrage at his casting as well, hasn't there? Because they're like, how can you replace Cavill in the middle of it?
Well, in fairness, Henry Cavill was perfect for the part of Geralt because he just needs to look menacing. He needs to slay some monsters, not say much, and look physically amazing.
Do you like The Witcher? I watched like two episodes of it. I was like, this isn't for me. It's too fantasy-ish and too intense.
I'm not a huge lover of fantasy, but I loved The Witcher. Okay. I don't know what. And do you know what? It was Henry Cavill that brought me into it. So
interesting. And whether you stick with it now and the book takes over. And very quickly, we're so out of time here. It's ridiculous. But it's back. The biggest, one of the, and it was for generations. The Avatar, the sequel to Avatar, finally being released this weekend.
Yes, so it's been 13 years since James Cameron's Avatar came out, and are we all interested in watching the next installment?
No. Yeah. No more than The Witcher. I'm like, whatever. I know people like it, but I'm not one of them.
But for somebody on Twitter, I think his name is Bearded Genius, he made the point that for what was dubbed as such a cultural phenomenon, it is the highest grossing movie of all time, but it has the smallest cultural footprint. I went to see it in 2009, and I actually sat down last night to rewatch Avatar, and barely any of it came back to me.
Because none of it stuck. Yeah, that's it.
None of it stuck.
Why did we all go and see it then? Because we all did go to the cinema and see it. Was it the 3D element of it or what was it?
Here's what I think. I think it was because James Cameron was the director and we were also delighted with the Titanic. Also, it was the 3D element. And I don't think I even went to see it in 3D.
No, nor did I.
You know, normally. So it is back. My friend Brian, he's a movie critic with entertainment.ie, and I love his quote on this. He said, "It's beautiful, but it's shallow." So there you go. The Way of Water.
The water not especially deep in this one.
Also, sorry boys, I know we have to wrap up. 3 hours long. Have we forgotten how to edit?
Ridiculous. Could be said of this. We've been doing this for like 15 minutes now. I need to get to an ad break and we still need to do the cash machine call. Kiri King, you beaut.
You
queen.
Bye, boys.
Queen Kiri King. Madam, talk to you again next week. Happy Christmas.
Bye.
Go on, enjoy the traders over the weekend. Bye, 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 bye. All right, stick around. We'll play One Republic and cash machine call coming up. Band-Aid and Do They Know It's Christmas. This is Today FM playing the music you love, the Christmas music you love. And if you want back-to-back Christmas hits, on the Today FM app, swipe over to Christmas Hits, Go Loud Christmas Hits. Back-to-back tunes presented by Santa Claus himself. That's right, Mr. Claus is jocking now. The job's on the line. I mean, of all people to be threatening your gig, Santa Claus, muscling his way into the radio presentation.
People love that guy. It's ridiculous.
People love Santa Claus.
Big following,
Do people not love me? Right, let me have a look. I've got a break for you. Do you need a break? Look at you. Look at the cut of you. You need a break. I've got the perfect location. The Trinity City Hotel. It's right in the heart of Dublin. Its central location means it's great for relaxing after a long day of exploring the city. With imaginative interiors and contemporary rooms, get ready to double down on making memories in Dublin City. There's loads of places to eat, all kinds of food nearby. The hotel has a range of indoor and outdoor dining options, and their friendly staff will help you to get the most out of your stay. The city and the hotel. It's the Trinity City Hotel. They've given us, every day this week, 2 nights B&B stay in a suite for 2 people, plus dinner on one of the evenings. Terms and conditions apply. All you have to do is complete the Foley Trinity. Hello, hello.
It's a very spiritual show, actually, this week, isn't it? The Foley Trinity.
Yeah. It is I.
Yeah.
I come to you.
In peace?
Relative peace. Would you like the first 2 items in your Foley Trinity today?
Yes, please.
The lion is the first.
Uh-huh.
That's right.
the lion. Yes, lion. The second, the witch.
The what?
The witch.
Okay.
The lion, the witch, and the what?
Complete that trinity. Ray Foley. Send in your answer along with your name and where you're from. 0874 100 102. I will have a winner in the next few minutes. We'll play Franz Ferdinand for you next. Today FM. Franz Ferdinand, Take Me Out. This is Today FM. We play the music you love. It's Thursday afternoon. Ray Foley in the afternoons.
Hello, friends. How you doing?
New city break. Lovely city break away. How you do? Look at the cut of you. You're exhausted. You're knackered. You're out of it. It's been a tough couple of months. Come on, let's pack you on. Let's pack you and the Mr. or Mrs. away. Off to Dublin, couple of nights, B&B, dinner. We'll lay it all on with the Trinity City Hotel, right in the heart of Dublin City. Food, rooms, bed, breakfast. Love, hate. Less hate, more love.
Let's go.
It's ringing. Who's this I'm ringing now?
Frank. Sounds like a Carrick on Shannon number, but I don't know if that's the Roscommon side or the Leitrim side. Just from ear, Ray.
Hello.
Hello, is that Frank?
That's me.
How are you doing, sir? Ray Foley calling from Today FM.
How are you doing, Ray?
I've got some good news and I've got some bad news.
Well, what's the good news?
The good news is I have a break in Dublin for you.
Well, that's lovely.
That's all, okay. Do you want the bad news?
What's the bad news, Ray?
This is not the cash machine call for 60,000 euro.
Ah, well, this'll do.
This is all right, isn't it? Come here.
This is brilliant.
It is the Trinity City Hotel, so I've got a Trinity question. And
right.
The Trinity are the lion, the witch, and the what?
And the wardrobe.
You're right! You're our winner. So B&B for two. Have you got anyone you'd like to take with you, or will you go solo?
I am indeed. No, I'll bring my lovely wife with me.
Okay, if you're sure.
I am indeed.
He's bringing the lovely wife. He's leaving the other one at home.
He's got several others, yeah. But he's taking the lovely one to Dublin with him. What's your lovely wife's name, sir?
Marie.
Well, lots of love to Marie. And happy Christmas, Frank. Enjoy the break.
Thanks very much, lads. And lads.
Yeah.
Love the show.
Cheers, darling. Happy Christmas, Frank. Right, stick around. Santa Claus joins us on the air in just a few minutes' time. I got Samantha Mumba, Elton John, and Lewis Capaldi coming up. Pointless without you. Lewis Capaldi's new song's called Pointless. This is Today FM. We play the music you love. It's Ray Foley. Thursday afternoon. Good day, friends. And let's once again welcome the one and only, the legend, the living legend, is Santa Claus.
Ho, ho, ho.
Good to have you, Mr. Claus. We just played the new song from Lewis Capaldi there. It's called Pointless. Did you enjoy that?
No.
Oh, okay. He's very funny, though, isn't he? Like Lewis Capaldi. He's quite a funny dude.
Oh, yes.
You're not a fan of his new music?
Oh, no.
Okay. You're right. He's just joshing with us. Right, who are we calling today then, Santa Claus? Let me have a look for you. This is Jim, is it?
James, yeah.
How old is James?
James is 6.
Okay, Santa. You're right, so?
Ready when you are.
Okay, then. Let me punch in those digits, see if we can have a chat with James. Where's he from, Limerick?
Yeah. Okay.
It's ringing.
Hello.
Hello, James, and a very happy Christmas to you. It sounds like you're out and about at the moment. Are you in a car?
Yes.
Are you doing the driving?
Kids in Ireland don't drive the cars, Santa.
The
moms and dads usually do the driving for them. Yeah.
And are you going anywhere exciting?
Dancing class.
Oh, right, I see. Yes, and what sort of dancing are you going to do?
Normal dancing.
Yeah, I love normal dancing.
Abnormal dancing.
I don't like that weird dancing. Normal dancing is the best.
It's very popular. Yeah,
it's like a normal.
Yes.
He sounds like quite a normal child, does James? Doesn't he, Santa Claus?
Well, I think he's a special child. Yeah. And James, I know that you did very well when performing at school, didn't you?
Yes.
What's your favourite subject in school, James?
Has to be Matt.
Oh, well, I'm going to try a little test with you. First of all...
Oh, I hate tests, Santa Claus.
Oh, this is very easy. Is it? I'm just drawing a little picture here so I can show Ray what I've drawn,
yeah.
Right? Yes,
yeah.
Okay. Now, James, you have to answer very quickly without thinking, and it's a little maths test. Are you ready?
Yes.
What is 1 plus 1?
2.
What is 2 plus 2?
4.
And what is 4 plus 4?
4 plus 4 is 8.
And quickly, think of a vegetable.
Carrot.
Oh, my God.
How did you do that?
James, you will not believe this, but Santa Claus is holding up a picture that he has drawn of...
A carrot.
That's amazing.
Oh, yes. Wow.
That's some Santa magic right there. That is unbelievable. Now, tell us, Santa Claus, did he get that now because he's on the good list, because he's a good kid?
Well, I think he's very good at maths.
He sure is.
It's Christmas magic maths.
Wow, carrot maths. And, of course, Rudolph eats the carrots for Christmas.
Well, yes. I mean, Rudolph eats the results of magic maths. Yes.
Sure, that's amazing.
Yes. And James, will you leave a little carrot for the reindeer on Christmas Eve?
Yes.
And what would you leave for me?
Maybe some Coke.
Coca-Cola, Santa Claus.
Right.
Yeah. The fizzy drink.
Come on. I had to think for a moment. Yeah. Then. Yes. Oh, right. Well, that would be lovely. Thank you. It's thirsty work, you know, yeah. Delivering all those presents around the world, and especially to Limerick.
Come here. You better tell Santa Claus what you want for Christmas before he goes. What do you want?
Star Wars stuff.
Okay. Anyone from Star Wars?
I can make a noise like a Star Wars person.
Oh, really?
Let's see if you know who this is.
Oh, scary.
Darth Vader.
Yes. 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 There you go. Well, it's actually me humping a big sack, actually. Yes.
It's a very heavy sack of toys.
Very heavy sack,
he's very out of breath.
Yes.
Listen, James, thanks so much for taking our call.
Thank you.
Lots of love. Happy Christmas. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Hey, Ray.
Yeah.
Love the show.
Yay. Another Christmas cracker on Today FM.
Samantha Mumba, and gotta tell you, Today FM playing the music you love. Wrapping up the broadcast for another day. I've just seen what the total is for tomorrow's cash machine total. It's massive.
It's a biggie.
It's massive. Whoa. Matt'll kill me if I tell you, so stand by. Matt Cooper's got the new total on the Christmas cash machine for you next. And guys, there's so much we didn't get to do on today's show. Oh! We didn't get to do Mumba number 5. Where Samantha Mumba tells us about her new venture. She's launching a new perfume inspired by her two loves, Chanel No. 5 and the Lou Bega classic Mambo No. 5 in Mumba No. 5. A bit of a stretch there, but sure, we'll go with it, JP. And we didn't get to do Samantha Pumba.
Yeah.
Where Samantha Mumba comes in to do her frankly uncanny impression of Pumba, the warthog from Lion King, in Samantha Pumba. Hakuna Matata. Such a wonderful phrase. Hakuna Matata. Ain't no passing craze.
Is Matt Cooper ready yet?
It means no worries.
For the rest of your days, it's a problem-free philosophy.
New This Week in Home Store and More.